but I do actually want to talk to you about sick, about vomit.
Oh.
So,
gosh, right. I hope you've had your breakfast or you haven't had it. I'm not sure which is better.
I just wonder, there's a little story and I just wonder the etiquette here, right?
All right. I'm always glad to try and help you with etiquette stories.
So the other week, I was walking down my leafy suburb street.
Yes.
And I spotted outside a house, so, you know, the gate and the wall either side.
Yep, got you.
Someone, unfortunately, had vomited down the side of the wall.
Ooh.
And across the gate, you know, on the pavement bit, right?
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's...
Was the vomitee in sight?
Well, I didn't see that person.
Okay, so they could have been long gone.
I just saw the aftermath.
Right, yeah.
And so there was, you know, a few splodges, but the main culprit was massive and it was outside the gate of this house, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I walked past and I'm like, oh, that's unfortunate, poor person. Then I walked past again about 8 hours later.
Right.
It's still there.
No.
It's still there, but here's my thing.
Okay. The big question.
The big question here is, as the owner of the house...
Right, I thought you were going to say the vomit, but yes, okay.
Well, look, I think that...
There could be one in the same, couldn't they?
Well, that person's long bolted, I reckon.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So wouldn't you, as the owner of the house,
yes,
swoosh it down with a bucket of water?
I would say so. I would.
Because every time you're stepping outside your gate, this is how full on it was. You've got to step over, and like it was massive.
Yeah.
I would have a pole of, what do you call those things? A pole vault to get over it.
Really?
Was that
big?
It was big.
Were there any sort of footmarks, treadmarks in it? Would CSI have had a field day?
No. Yeah, they would have.
Yeah.
It was ginormous. But I was like, wouldn't you just get rid of it?
Maybe the owner of the house has not stepped across their threshold in that time.
Well, no, because the story continues.
Oh, good, good.
So then, you know, I had to go down the shops to get something, you know, half an hour or so later. The people in the house are saying goodbye to some visitors they've had.
Oh, my God.
And so it's just there, and they're just kind of denying
so
it.
So visitors have stepped over the threshold as well as their house, and they're just pretending it's not there.
Yeah, they're all being terribly polite and pretending it's not there, right?
The elephant in the room, the vomit on the gate.
This is, you know, bugging me for the most...
Because you live in a fairly... Well, fairly well-to-do, well-heeled suburb, don't you?
Yes, and this is why this is perplexing. but who knows what these society types do with vomit. But,
I know.
So anyway, this went on for like a week.
No way, Claire.
I promise
you. All right,
you.
They definitely went in and
so
out
what
during
happened,
that time.
Yeah, surely.
Yeah.
So what happened throughout that time is the vomit got a little hard.
Yes.
So I'm just
the longer
like,
you leave
on.
It's like dishes in the dishwasher, isn't it?
Exactly. And you know, crusty dishes. So I was like, come on. Then a breakthrough.
Oh.
I walk past the house, the owner of the house is in the garden doing their gardening.
Yes.
And I hear her say, I'm not bloody cleaning it up to whoever's in the thing.
I do my makeup in somebody else's car. We ordered different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did and I wanna scream the truth.
So anyway, when I heard her going, I'm not bloody cleaning it up,
yes,
a week later.
This is vomit that has been on a gate and a wall for a week that you've passed and wondered why nobody has cleaned it up.
Yes.
A week later you go past and you hear the woman say,
I'm not bloody cleaning it up. And I'm like, I kind of hear what you're saying, love.
Well, you do.
But I wouldn't have, I would have done it immediately. Now it's dried in.
You've given yourself a hard task.
Yeah, now because of your stubbornness, which I can relate to.
Oh. I'm glad you're owning it, Claire. That's great. That's a step.
That would have been a real scrubbing situation.
It would.
Mm.
But the fact that she's saying, well, I'm not cleaning it up like a week later, I mean, she's probably been saying that for a week.
Yes. I just happened to walk past when they were all outside in the garden doing the gardening and I heard her. So obviously it wasn't anyone in the house who had vomited.
Do you know what? I think she was thinking that the vomitee should have been the one to clean it up and was just sort of stubbornly waiting for that person to do it.
You know what you could have done? She could have taken a photo of the vomit and put them on lampposts around my leafy suburb.
Yes.
Do you own this vomit?
Yeah.
If so, please come and scrape it off.
Come and claim it. You put a poster up, exactly, and say information, a reward offered, or, you know, that it'll be an amnesty, that if you came up and you admitted you'd done it,
And you cleaned it up.
Yeah, there'd be no karma.
Get rid of it.
Outcomes. It's a bizarre story, Claire.
But, you know, luckily for the homeowner, it actually poured down with rain later on in the day, so she was safe. But she hung on in there for a week.
That let her off the hook.
Much to my joy.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, it is. You're on Joy, the most uplifting mix. Oh, unaccompanied now, everyone. Clapping. Little Mix worked out how to spell love. What? L-O-V-E, Claire.
Oh, got it.
You remember.
On it.
We've had a request to cease and desist the talk of vomit.
Yeah, fair enough.
We're done, aren't we?
It's a little early.
Yeah. Terribly sorry
but
about
happy
that.
Happy ending to the vomit story. Well, thank you, Mother Nature.
Yeah, that's does the job. Thank you, David Moyle.
Oh, gosh, that did kind of not sit right with me. All right, enough.
Enough of
the
that.
Bodily function.